Good morning. As today's post-resurrection story from Luke begins, we are told that the two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This reference references the story that immediately precedes the gospel today, the story of Jesus' appearance to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. In that story, Jesus joins the two disciples as they're walking along, disillusioned and disappointed that the person who they hoped would be the Messiah had been killed. They spent the entire day with him, but did not recognize him, until he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. Luke is teaching us to do the same. The two disciples who have recognized the risen Christ return immediately to Jerusalem to tell the 11 and those with them about this incredible experience. It is while they are still speaking about Jesus' appearance that Jesus himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Given the conversation they were already having, one might expect the disciples to recognize Jesus and welcome him. However, Luke tells us that they were startled and terrified, thinking he was a ghost. Why this lack of recognition? Isn't this often the case in our own lives as well? We may not always react with wholehearted joy when we encounter Jesus because he comes to us in unexpected ways and asks us for sacrifices we do not want to make. But Jesus' response is to offer reassurance. He has the disciples look more closely, showing them the wounds that he endured on the cross and eating in front of them, to reassure them that he is not the ghost that they fear he is. Jesus responds to our hesitations with the same reassurance. He always invites us to come closer, to see more fully who he is and what he is doing. And when we do, when we finally see him well enough, our response should be likewise one of awe and amazement. By convincing us of his resurrection, he likewise assures us of the physical nature of our own resurrection on the last day. Jesus' risen body is truly physical, but no longer earthly, since his humanity is now incorruptible and endowed with the Holy Spirit. We do not always recognize the ways that he comes to us, and when we do, we might shy away from the hard things he sometimes asks of us. But he never leaves us alone when faced with the hardships included in living a Christian life here on earth. He sends his advocate to always help us. What is it that keeps us from recognizing Christ in our midst? And how can we, our senses be more open to him? He is present to us in the sacraments here today, in Scripture, in loving relationships, and in the people in need that we encounter. Through prayer, sacred encounters, and acts of service, he is present in our midst. Our God rose to new life and brought the fullness of human experience with him. There is no part of our realities that Christ did not redeem. In today's second reading, taken from the first letter of John, we learn that even when we fail to be grateful for the gifts God has given us, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who knows what it is like to be human and who will plead for us before our Creator. Jesus knows us all too well. "Why are you troubled?" he asked the disciples. Of course, they are startled and confused at encountering the risen Lord. Just as we may feel justified in our own doubts, concerns, and fears. But Jesus is patient. If we are willing to stop being anxious and listen, he will reveal himself to us. in the sacred scriptures, beginning with Moses and in the prophets. He will strengthen us to bear whatever comes our way. To encounter the risen Lord in the breaking of the bread and in the breaking open of the word, we need docile hearts ready to embrace the deepest meaning of our religious heritage. We need hearts that have been purified in the love of God, hearts that have been totally transformed